Kilayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalad Vehei. It's brought down by the Tosfos Anshei Shem. The Rekeach points out this is the only time in all of Shas you will find two Mishnayos listed as one. It's very beautiful. Has to do with Kilayim is the Masechta that he says has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina in Golos. And there's a very special significance with Dalad and Hey, and that's why they emerge together in this Mishnah. To Mesakech es gafnoi al gabit also shel chavero. So if a person covers over his vine on top of his friend's, let's say, wheat field, it doesn't have to be where he actually is Mesakech, where he covers it over. Even if he plants it, Taisa says in Yevamos, no difference. It's just teaching us a chiddush that even if he's just Mesakech. But of course, if he would plant next to his friend's grain or his friend's wheat, it would have the same din, which is, Hareze kidesh v'chai b'chriyuso. He asks his friend's field. And he obviously asers his own vine. V'chayiv b'achriyuso. And now he's responsible because he damaged it. He's responsible to pay him back for the damages that he caused to his friend's wheat. Even though the Rav brings down that there's a man d'armer that does not make a person responsible for indirect damages, which is called dina de garmi, here he's going to be chayiv because the Rav says he actually did it b'adayim. He did a maisa b'adayim. He did it with his own hands. And the action did it with his hands that he took his own vine and he made it go on to his friend's tefuah, even though it doesn't become also the second he does that and becomes also in a little bit afterwards, since he did the ma'aseh b'yadayim, everybody's going to agree that it's going to be also according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Ein Odom Mekadish Dover She'enu Shaloi. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon both say a person is not Mekadish something that's not his. You can't aser something that is not yours. So the Rav brings down that by other Isurim, for example, Basa B'cholov, he brings down. There, a person can aser something that's not his. He can take, if let's say his friend has a pot of meat, he can take some milk and just drop it in, and of course it would aser that pot. But over here, it almost sounds like the way the Rav's learning that you should say the same thing over here, but the reason that it doesn't work over here is because the Torah says specifically by Kilayim, it says Karmucha, your vineyard. And it's implying, according to these shitas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, it's your vineyard and not somebody else's vineyard. Only your vineyard can become aser by kilayim. But if you try to aser somebody else's vineyard, that's not a problem of kilayim. And the Rav said the Rabbanan didn't learn. They learned the drasha differently. But it comes out, according to the Rav, that a person can aser something that's not his. In general. And this is the way that it's brought down that the Yushalmi learns. The way we have it, it's interesting that in the Gemaras that we have in the Bavli, Rabbi Kiveger brings down the Taisus in Yevamos on Daf Pei Gimel that it depends. Where, for example, if somebody tries to bow down to his friend's animal, so that's something that is dependent on one's thought. So if a person is bowing down and he's thinking of asering, and he's bowing down for Avodah Zarah reasons, that's why he's doing it. So since the Avodah Zarah is dependent on one's thoughts, there you cannot aser somebody else's stuff. Unless it's actually Nichale, where he actually wants you to bow down to his animal, then it becomes aser. But if he doesn't know about it, he doesn't want you to do it, you can't aser somebody else's stuff. But if the thing that you're doing is not dependent on thoughts at all, like Basar B'chol, you don't have to think. When you drop some milk into meat, you can think whatever you want. You're thinking about the Rosh Hashanah all day long. You do it, becomes aser. By Avodah Zarah, it's only what you think about is Avodah Zarah. If a person's not thinking about Avodah Zarah, if he's davening Shemona Esther and he's bowing, he's saying Modim, and the animal happens to be there, that's not Avodah Zarah at all. And by Kilayim, in our case, Kilayim is a little bit different, like we had earlier. It also depends on thoughts a little bit. Because if a person sees Kilayim in his field, but he's just not up to that part yet, and he's still working the field, that doesn't become Kilayim. Only if he passes over it and is lazy, or he just says, you know what, I'll get back to it later, there we say it's Aser, because it depends on his thoughts as well. So because Kilayim also depends on his thoughts, the Rabbi Kiveger says, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are going to say that it's not going to become Aser, because you can't Aser somebody else's stuff if what you are doing depends on your thoughts. Mishnah continues. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Maisa Be'echot Shezaras Karma B'Shvias. Rabbi Yosi, coming to strengthen what he just said, there's a Maisa of a person that planted in his own vineyard on Shemitah, and we know that on Shemitah everything's Hefker, so it's not really considered his vineyard anymore. Uva Maisa Lefnei Rabbi Kiva. So the same Maisa happened in front of Rabbi Kiva. So the guy planted Tvua in a vineyard, so that would be a problem of Kilayim. And they came in front of Rabbi Kiva Amar, and he said, Ein Adam Mekadosh Davar She'enu Shelo. Rabbi Kiva said that he's not Mekadosh something that's not his. So nothing becomes aser here, not the tefuah that he planted, and not the vines, not the vineyard. And the Rash on the Yushalmi and the Tiferes Yisrael also seems to be saying the same thing, that which we say that he does not aser, according to these shitas, it's only specifically the grapes that are there previously, the grapes from his vineyard, those are the things that are not usur because it's hefker, it doesn't belong to him. However, what does belong to him? The actual vines themselves. Those do belong to him because Shemitah doesn't make everything in the field hefker, it just makes the fruits hefker, is what the Rashi is saying. And therefore, the actual vines, his own vines, will become usur. However, the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon or Biosi. The halacha is like the Tana Kama, that a person can usur something that's not his, even by kilayim. According to the Rav, like we said, he just learns a different drasha, and it's no different than any other case of Adam that a person can usur something that's not his. And they didn't agree with the way the other Tanaim learned a drasha on kilayim. And according to the way that the Rabbi Kiveger brought with the Tosis and Yevamos, that even though those Tanaim held this is a dover that is dependent on thoughts, and you can't usur somebody else's stuff if it's dependent on thoughts, Mistama, one would say that this is a little different because it's not like bowing down to a friend's field where you just have to have a thought of Avodah Zarah, because the etzem Avodah Zarah is thinking. Here, by kilayim, you need a condition of thinking that you want it to be there. But the action of usuring something by kilayim is when you physically do a maisa. Maybe that's why the Tana Kama didn't agree with all these other tanoim, and therefore, even by kilayim, it usurs your friend's field.